Solar claim, this is Thomas.
Yes, I heard Thomas. My name is Jan at Local Splash. By any chance, do you offer your services like statewide or just within your local area?
Where are you considering?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was asking that question because as of the moment, we've been actively looking for someone involved with general solar services like installations, repairs, or even cleanups. So we'd like to talk to you about listing you on the first page of Google using keywords for your business. You are familiar with the map section of Google, though, right? The one with the red dots with this message.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, what's your address?
I was actually trying to tell you that we were looking to speak with you about listing your services for solar clean on the first page of Google using keywords for online exposure. You're right. Familiar with the map section of Google?
Not really. No. But I have been trying to figure out why I could not search certain things and my business pop up. I guess this is what you're talking about, keywords.
Yeah, so primarily you do solar cleaning. Yeah, so basically the ones that are on there right now for solar panel cleaning are under pressure H2O, Window Genie, Tom's River, Make It Rain. We also have State Solar Initiative, Sun Purity. Are you familiar with those guys in your area?
No, I don't know anybody I really don't know anybody that's competition.
Oh, okay. So, well, basically, those are the guys that are currently on there at the moment. So they're benefiting from the first page exposure. So same service that we'd like to offer you. So if we work with you using keywords, our job is to make sure that you would be a recommended option for people that are searching directly through Google. So say, for example, if they see your information there, like your phone number, even your website, if you have one, then they can contact you directly just because you're on that first page position. Does that make sense so far? Okay.
Look, man, I had a real bad experience with Yelp. They cost me a whole lot of money. They cost me like $600. And in return, I got one job to clean out some gutters, man. The job was only paid $200. So I stopped my advertisement services with Yelp because it wasn't benefiting me at all.
And I see.
Since then, I've pretty much, I don't want to lose any more money like that. That wasn't.
Yes, of course. Yeah, actually, sir,
I don't have a lot of money. I can't afford to be paying $400 a month to have my website clicked on, you know?
I think you don't really have to, depending on how you want to be found. So I guess this would be a good opportunity. So I'm really sorry to hear that didn't work out with you at Yale. But yeah, I think we have a good option for you because right now the reason why you got this phone call is we were actively looking for someone who does the type of work that you do, right? So say, for example, if we find someone who's truly interested in getting more business, wants to be found online, then we would then have to close out the area so we can't work with anybody else who does what you do because that allows us to maximize the phone calls that our clients would get. So yeah, I think we can definitely help you out here. But just curious, how long have you had the business again up and running?
About 2 months.
Oh, so you actually just started recently. Nice, okay.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations on the new business.
Right.
Okay, perfect. Right, so, well, I think that you're the sole...
It's my only funds of money right now I have, so I'm trying to... I'm pretty broke, to be honest with you, man. I'm trying to make it work. So you usually hit flat bottom before you come up, so I'm working on it.
Well, no worries. Like you said, if this makes sense to everything that I'm about to tell you by the end of this phone call, then we'd like to get you the best possible pricing, because we don't really want you to look at this more of as an expense, but rather more like an investment. Because once we get you up there, right, then all you really have to do is start
making a phone call. Baton Rouge, Gonzales, like, I'm the only one in the area that offers solar panel cleaning. There are a couple of other companies near and far and few between that will also clean solar panels, but that's not like what they do.
Oh, are you pertaining to like LA Softwash, Greenlight Solar,
yeah,
those guys?
Right. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Got it. Well, no worries, because like I said, these are some of the most popular keywords for your area, right? So our goal here is to give you that opportunity to be found. That's why we're making these phone calls to someone who's truly interested, right? Especially if you had a bad experience with Yelp. So does that mean that you're still working with Yelp at the moment or not anymore?
No, I canceled my, I mean, I've still got my thing on Yelp, but I canceled the, I don't know what it was. I think they wanted, it was like $15 a day or something like that. If one person clicked on my website, I got charged $15 a day.
Oh, okay. And you don't like that setup?
No, that was horrible.
Well, no worries. It doesn't have to be like that.
I got a whole bunch of money, and I got one job for cleaning gutters, which isn't even
that's not even.
Right.
Yeah, what
you know,
do, huh?
I took the job.
Yeah,
I needed to work, but like that's not my specialty. I can do that as long as, you know, I can do that for you, no problem, if I'm cleaning your solar panel.
Exactly, it's just part of it, a part of the job.
Right.
So, but it says here on your website you work with residential, commercial, and even industrial clients, right?
I would love to. Correct.
Got it. Okay. Well, tell you what, Thomas, I think your business actually does fit the criteria we're looking for that open position. So I guess my question here is, if we could provide you the results that you need, because we've been doing this for a long time, right? And if you like what you hear, the pricing would be fair for it. Would you see the value of having your business found Google's first page if the pricing would actually be reasonable for you at this point?
What are you considering reasonable? Because I mean, I haven't worked in a week.
Oh yeah, so we actually have
hangers to come in, so I can go hand them out.
Yeah, well, if you like, I will have to make sure that we get you the best pricing possible, like I mentioned here, for your area. Now, considering that you're new to the business, I believe you can be qualified for a new business promotion that we have, so that would help out with the pricing and everything else in between, right? But we want to make sure that you understand fully how the service works and how it would help you. So let me go ahead and grab you the pricing options for your area. So in that way, if you do decide you want that spot, then we can move forward from there. Have you also tried doing a Facebook page for your business?
Yes, I have a Facebook page. I've got the Google page. I've got the Yelp page. I do.
Also, so is your website being handled by someone else, or you're simply doing it on your own?
No, me and my wife.
Oh, you and your wife. Okay, got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Pretty much
handles this side of things, the technical part, the computer, the online, she does all that. After I agree with something, I'm going to have you actually tell her everything that she told me.
Oh, is your wife with you at the moment?
She is.
Got it. Okay. Yeah, well, like you said, what we want to make sure is at least you understand how the whole service works. And we make sure that, you know, we get you the best pricing possible. So one of our regional pricing directors in the area, his name is Jesse. So he'll be helping us out with that. So one moment while I get that for you to kind of get you squared up with the service and how it works. And I think you're going to love this.
Hi, thank you for holding. Is this Thomas?
Yeah, how's it going, man?
Pretty good. How are you doing today?